This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Football's finest coming up at 5 o'clock. Chief might have a separate question for you there coming up as well. I think you might have interest in. It's going to be a great second half of the show as we're live on Radio Row, brought to you by Stella Artois and the Low T Center. Yes, we're scouring the web at every break for more NBA news. Are the Mavs going to do something else? We have an eye on all the NFL Super Bowl talk as well. But, guys, pitchers and catchers reporting in a week. We're going to be in spring training in a month now. Is this a month away for us? So we're looking forward to that week of broadcasting. And Wolchuk just said opening day is 50 days away.
50 days away, man.
And joining us now is the Hall of Fame voice of your Texas Rangers, Eric Nadel, here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good. You know, this Radio Row is always a unique experience. But we are excited about this baseball team and bouncing back. Have they done enough to make sure they're back in the mix this spring?
It's a good question. You know, the one remaining question mark is whether they have added a potential closer. And I think with all the guys they've gotten, they probably have. I think all of us would feel a little better about it if they would go out and get a guy who's actually already been a closer, like a David Robertson or a Kenley Jansen or a Kyle Finnegan. But if they haven't, you know, they've got a lot of guys to choose from. They're really high on Robert Garcia, and Chris Martin could conceivably get a shot at it too. But I think they've done a great job in reinforcing the lineup, and I think the starting rotation is in terrific shape with their re-signing of Nathan Eovaldi.
I mean, are you optimistic about Garcia? I'm thinking of the history of it, and it just doesn't seem like it'll go well, you know, if you don't have a closer. And how likely is it? Let me just ask you open-ended. How likely is it that a guy is actually solidified in that spot?
Yeah, you know, nobody really likes the closer by committee thing. Managers will say a lot of times they'll be fine with it, but, you know, they're really not. They want a guy to go to. But, you know, John Hart, who was a general manager of the Rangers for a few years, not very successfully, but had a fantastic run in Cleveland, used to say, and probably still does, that closers fall out of trees. You never know how you're going to come up upon a closer when you don't have one. In Cleveland, a perfect example was they found Jose Mesa. He was a failed starter, and with a variety of injuries and that sort of thing, he wound up just closing a game one day, you know, retired the side in order, so the next time there was a save opportunity, they gave him a shot again, and next thing you know, he's their closer. The same thing kind of happened last year with the Rangers and Kirby Yates. You know, he wasn't anointed closer out of spring training. It was going to be a bullpen by committee, but the first time they had a save opportunity after Jose Leclerc, you know, clearly wasn't the guy, Yates got a chance to close, he got the save, and next thing you know, he was getting all the save opportunities, and what a closer.
Eric, we found out today Adrian Beltre, fellow Hall of Famer to you in the Rangers Hall of Fame, is going to be getting a statue outside the Northeast Entrance Plaza of Globe Life Field. When it comes to the statues, I feel like that's an amazing accomplishment. Like, you've done something incredible for the organization and the history of that team. How would you quantify what Adrian Beltre means for the Rangers, and what do you think of the news of him getting the statue?
I think it's fantastic. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. You know, he goes up there with Pudge and with Nolan as Rangers who have gone into the Hall of Fame as Rangers. And obviously helped the Rangers to a World Series, almost won a World Series, and, you know, was incredible for Texas in so many different ways, especially down the stretch in those years where they were fighting for playoff spots, 2015, 2016. And, you know, played with so much joy. It seems like there can't be enough opportunities for the Rangers to hire Adrian Beltre. But, you know, nobody's complaining. He came out with something new. And for it to happen, you know, an announcement the same day that Elvis Andrews is announced as the newest member of the Hall of Fame, it's like those two guys should be honored together.
Eric, got to tell you, it's incredible here being on Radio Row for the Super Bowl, walking around. How many different local and national shows, even though it's football, are talking about the Luka Doncic trade? Have you ever seen anything like this in all your years in DFW?
No, I haven't, you know, especially for it to happen during the season. You know, the Rangers made a really big trade.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
David got them to a couple of World Series when they traded Mark Teixeira, you know, and got six players in return for him. But Mark Teixeira, as good as he was not the caliber of Luka Doncic. He was, you know, he was also older. You know, the Cowboys had their Herschel Walker trade, and, you know, that was an offseason deal. But no, nothing like this. And I don't know that, you know, anybody's been traded who has had the impact on the fans that Luka has had. You know, even for me as a casual Mavericks fan, you know, I'm still feeling it. You know, I immediately went to that old song Luka and started working on writing new words to it, which was kind of therapeutic for me to get that out of my system.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's a fun song, by the way. It's a genius concept as well. I think it's kind of like, you know, trading for Cliff Lee for the Rangers. I remember how electrified the building was that day, and you know, but it's maybe a magnitude greater than that on the opposite side of the spectrum as far as the depression. I guess we're on the other side of the Cliff Lee deal at this point.
Yeah, we are. You know, and you can only hope that. You know, Anthony Davis will come here, he'll stay healthy, and, you know, maybe the Mavericks season isn't over, and then, you know, maybe they come up with something else significant, you know, over the remaining time we have before the trading deadline. So, you know, I'm not giving up yet, but I am, you know, crestfallen, heartbroken, all the other words, you know, about not having Luka to root for anymore, since, you know, he was not only the face of the franchise for, you know, in a lot of ways, he was the face of sport in Dallas these days.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, as a baseball fan, should I hate the Dodgers?
Yes.
Can we fix this, Eric? I mean, how the heck are they able to do this? This is every player goes to the Dodgers.
Please tell me how I should. I already hate them, but tell me as a baseball fan, they're kind of like what the Yankees used to be to me. Now I hate the Dodgers.
They really are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really are, Brian, and you know that the Red Sox people used to call the Yankees the evil empire.
Yes,
for getting all the players. That's what the Dodgers are now. You know, and the straw that broke the camel's back for me was Kirby Yates. You know, okay,
exactly.
They get Sasaki, they get the best closer, Tanner Scott. Now they have to get the second best closer out there in Kirby Yates. That was too much for me.
They got Major League Baseball to overlook Otani's possible involvement in banned activities. I mean, the list goes on and on. We're here with Eric Nadel.
It's something in L.A. Something's going on in L.A. The leagues love L.A.
We love your birthday benefit concert.
Do.
I understand. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you think about it. Kareem Jabbar got traded to the Lakers. Wilt Chamberlain got traded to the Lakers. Wayne Gretzky got traded to the Kings.
Yes.
But yeah. Ugh.
So,
for that concert, on May the 29th, I'll have my birthday benefit concert this year. Proud to say it's the 13th year, and for the first time, we're moving to the Longhorn Ballroom so we can accommodate more people, accommodate more sponsors. Tickets went on sale today. Our headliners are Shiny Ribs, one of the best live bands in the world. They're out of Austin. And the Secret Sisters, who put on a phenomenal show, too. They're a duo from Alabama. And the tickets are on sale at longhornballroom.com. All the proceeds go into Grant Halliburton Foundation. I'm really excited about it. The Longhorn Ballroom is celebrating its 75th anniversary. It is a truly historic venue. Anybody who hasn't been there yet needs to go there. And if you haven't been there by May, well, let May 29th be the first time you go there and enjoy a show. You'll be back.
I love it, Eric, and we look forward to being back in Surprise early next month. Look forward to seeing you there, and I'd like to apologize in advance on Brian's behalf for his behavior in the press box.
You guys are most welcome. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
We'll try to get him sobered up before dinner this time.
Yeah. Eric.
Maybe we'll leave him at home this time. Eric, I'll buy you dinner again. Trust me, I'll buy you dinner again.
There he goes.
We're on.
Eric Nadel here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. It's going to be a cool year for Rangers broadcasting, the simulcast of the pre- and the post-game show. And, you know, a lot of the new things they have cracking over there is going to be cool. Okay, an edition of The Finest coming up. Chief, where are you taking us?
I've been seeing ghosts like Sam Darnold for the last 2.5 hours, plus we have a Super Bowl illness that is really going to make one of these fan bases a bit queasy. Next in the nation.